Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Buying a home is fraught with difficult decisions, and navigating the process can be daunting. But for potential home buyers in the Lansing area, there's at least one place to get some help: the Home Buyers Club, a partnership between the Ingham County Land Bank and the Center for Financial Health. The Home Buyers Club works with potential home buyers, particularly ones with less than stellar credit and little to no savings. The program began last spring but had its official kickoff earlier this fall. Here to tell us more about the Home Buyers Club, Denise Kaiser, the executive director of the Center for Financial Health. Hi, Denise.
Hi, good morning.
And she is joined by Monica Mayer, who's a recent homeowner, thanks to the Home Buyers Club. Congratulations.
Thank you, and good morning to you as well.
Welcome to Current State. How long have you been in your new home?
Since last Wednesday.
Wow.
Very recent.
You've still got things in boxes then.
Absolutely.
I imagine. Denise, you help folks with all kinds of housing issues, including purchasing and foreclosure, both ends of the spectrum. From your vantage point, talk to us about the housing situation right now in Lansing. What kind of market is it?
Well, I think it's turning, and I think we're coming into a much more positive housing market here in Lansing. We have been doing really well over the past 12 to 14 months. We're seeing less foreclosures. Certainly, we still have to deal with some foreclosure issues, but we're seeing more positive feedback from the market in that we're seeing more buyers coming to the marketplace. We're seeing homes sell a little bit quicker than they have in the past 4 or 5 years. And we're seeing some great programs that can help people get into a home for the first time or maybe even the second time.
So you've got inventory that's loosened up, and you've got people in financial situations who are actually, the recession is further behind them. They're not as much in the red.
Correct.
And they can realistically consider buying a home. Now, you're assisting with more purchases than foreclosures. I'm really curious when did the balance tip from one to the other?
Well, we saw an equalization last year in 2012. Prior to that, at one point, 80% of our business model was assisting those folks in foreclosure. In 2012, we saw that about 50% of our assistance was going out to help people in the search of purchasing a home. And the other 50% certainly was still trying to help folks hold on to their homes and stabilize.
Mm-hmm. And you help people in Ingham County?
Well, we help. We're a certified agency nationwide. There's about 25 agencies across the country who do what we do. There's about 60 here in Michigan. Our primary target area is Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties, but certainly we can help anyone within the state of Michigan in need. We have a homebuyer education course that's available online. Certainly we prefer that folks come in and get the one-on-one interaction in a classroom environment, but for those who aren't able to make it downtown Lansing, we have that available online at our website.
Monica, how'd you find out about the Home Buyers Club?
I found out through the Ingham County Land Bank. I was looking at some of the homes from Ingham County Land Bank, and they referred me to the Center for Financial Health and to meet with a financial counselor one-on-one to get my finances in order to be able to qualify to purchase a home, and also took the home buyer education course, which was incredibly helpful in purchasing a home and
online.
Being informed. No, I did it in person.
Okay.
I went downtown, and the class was very, very helpful.
What one or two things that you learned were really most important to you?
The most important thing I learned, I feel, is that navigating the home buyer the process, which I knew nothing about. This was the very first time I have bought a home. And making decisions, smart decisions along the way, choosing a realtor, choosing a lender, how to read the fine print, and make sure that you're making smart choices in the home buyer process.
How stressful was your closing?
Not very stressful at all, although I was very nervous when I went in. But before I joined the Home Buyer Education, Home Buyers Club in July, I was completely stressed out because I was denied by lenders. I was not getting the results I wanted, and it looked like I wasn't able to purchase a home at the time.
Now, did you have to make who ended up being your lender? Can we talk about that? I mean, how did that work out?
I have met with Jonathan at the Center for Financial Health, and he has found lenders who were working with people in my situation that were the best match for me. And I was able to find my lender ended up being the Summit Bank, which is a community bank.
Summit
local.
Community Bank.
Right. Summit Community Bank. And they were more than helpful in trying to find the right mortgage for my situation.
Did you offer somebody from the Home Buyers Club at the closing, Denise? I'm just curious if somebody was actually there at the closing besides your agent.
I attended the closing with
you
Monica.
Did.
Her
okay.
housing counselor wasn't able to attend, so we try to make sure that we're there to assist, because at the closing table you may have 10 different people, from the agent to the lender to the seller and the buyer.
And dozens of sheets of paper to sign.
Yes,
that,
certainly.
Most of them inscrutable, as it turns out. So
true.
That always creates a lot of stress. What, Monica, was your issue a down payment? Was it income or cash flow or both?
My situation was rather complicated. I found myself to be a single parent a couple of years ago. And I also, as a result, had to file for bankruptcy, which made the home buyer process even more challenging. I was not informed as what to do with my down or my saved up money. You know, how does it work exactly? Where do you put the money? Do you put it in savings? Do you keep it at home? So I had a lot of questions about how to purchase a home. Like I said, I knew nothing about it. And by joining the Home Buyers Education Club, I was inundated with all this important information that helped me make the right choices. And down payment, I did not have at all with my income. So the Ingham County Land Bank does have down payment assistance available for those who qualify. And thanks to them, I was able to purchase a home.
Denise, how many people are you unable to help, though? There must be some percentage of people that come to you. Maybe you're able to provide education, mm-hmm. but ultimately they're not able to cross an important threshold and become a home buyer. How does that play out?
Well, certainly not everyone is ready for home ownership. People become ready for home ownership at different points in their lives, and sometimes it's not the right choice, depending on your situation. So we try to focus more on the education piece, and Monica made a good point. She wasn't sure about what to do with her savings and work on her credit issues. When you think about how we learn about money, everyone learns about money differently. Everyone learns how to save differently. So those are habits that we acquire at a very young age. Attending the Home Buyers Club, joining the Home Buyers Club, and attending different financial workshops, learning how to work on your credit, learning how to work on savings money, accessing the resources that are available to help you do those things. So our initial attendance in the Home Buyers Club is certainly to introduce folks to that possibility, that goal of home ownership. But the bigger picture is we're helping people improve their credit. We're introducing them to affordable savings products. So I think the bigger picture is we're more focused on helping people manage their money in a better way to become more financially healthy. And certainly you're right, we can't create all of the people that join our Home Buyers Club, we can't create homeowners in each one of them. But certainly we can help further their financial health in a variety of different ways as their membership grows throughout the club.
Talk to me a little bit more about the down payment piece, though. I mean, how do you navigate that, and what's the lowest percentage of down payment that you would really advise anybody to? Below what point would you discourage someone from buying a house?
Well, as a housing counselor, I have several different views on that. Certainly, we want to put people into homes and have them sustain that home ownership. So although Monica accessed down payment assistance, we also counseled her in saving money throughout the process. So when she moved into the home, she put down 1% of the purchase price in a down payment. But she has grown her savings so that she will be more stable as a homeowner and if something arises. So 1% is typically the lowest. We recommend if you're putting just 1% down that you have $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 in the bank, so that if something happens along the way, you have a loss of income, a family member becomes sick, you can still make that mortgage payment and live comfortably. lenders these days are asking anywhere from 3.5% down payment to 20% down payment, depending on the type of loan a buyer might qualify for. But we're lucky that here in Lansing, we have some funds coming from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, the NSP program, which is available throughout the country in different ways. And what those funds are used for is to help stabilize neighborhoods. Because when you look at some of our Lansing neighborhoods, you'll see that some properties are vacant, some properties are blighted. There's a lot of renters in these neighborhoods. And the only way we can turn those neighborhoods around, in our opinion, is to get homeowners into those neighborhoods, because homeowners tend to be more involved in their community. And another important benefit of being a homeowner is that children of homeowners tend to do better in school. Their math and reading scores are higher. They tend to stay in school longer and finish. They have less behavioral problems.
Stability, yeah.
Stability, yes.
Denise Kaiser is the executive director of the Center for Financial Health, which counts the Home Buyers Club as one of its programs. And Monica Mayer has been a participant in the Home Buyers Club, and she is a new homeowner. Congratulations, and thanks to both of you.
Thank you.